Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. When a reviewer calls Obeying Reason, a book of poems by Alma Bello Solis, a collection to be cherished from an inspired poet of merit, compelling and inspiring. Obeying Reason, a book of poems, contains 60 poems written by Alma during her creative incubation that spanned 9 years from experience, knowledge, and observation of the human spirit, with her strong belief and faith in the omnipotent being and what the supreme being created humanity for. Alma Bella discovered later in life that she was a poet, 33 at the time of her creative incubation, when she delved into the abyss of her being. Now, prior to her Dominican cloistered life in 1993, she was a corporate executive married to her career. She received a bachelor's degree in liberal arts with 3 majors in industrial psychology, philosophy, and English that she furthered onto an MBA and PhD. Alma is still teaching art classes to the children and the adults in northern Boston, where she'd lived in its suburb for over 2 decades. She lived in the Philippines, Canada, and in 6 different states in the U.S., Alma has published her novel Alone and All with Lighthouse Christian Publishing in 2020 and 3 editions of Obeying Reason, a book of poems, edition 3, published by Stratton Press. And Alma Bello Solis joining us on This Week in America. Alma, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Rick.
What a background, and I'm so happy.
I'm
so happy to have you here to talk about this remarkable work that you have out, Obeying Reason, a book of poems. What was the inspiration to publishing this collection of poems, Obeying Reason? What was the inspiration behind this?
Well, I started writing poetry in my 30s. I just kept on writing until I met Sister Regina Marie, when I was a Dominican nun, a fellow Dominican nun in Syracuse, New York, who encouraged me to publish it. But with myself, I kept on writing poetry with no intention of publishing. It was Sister Regina Marie who pushed me to publish it.
You know, that's a fascinating story, and it's interesting how these things happen, that she encouraged you. The result is Obeying Reason, a book of poems by Alma Bello Solis, our guest on the program. Book available at stratton-press.com, the usual places. We'll give you all of that as we go on through the program. I just touched on the fascinating background that you have. Let's go back to, I think it was like 2003, you learned a music composer was looking to try to find you to obtain your permission to turn your poems to music, and he couldn't find you. Explain that. That was an interesting set of circumstances that happened then.
You know what I did when I learned that from the U.S. ISBN agency? I was looking for a needle in a haystack. When I asked the U.S. ISBN agency what was the name of the male composer, they didn't get hold of the name because he was just one of the many callers they get in a day. So it was a lost opportunity that I wanted really my lyrical poetry to be turned into music.
And here is someone looking for that because of the circumstances, unable to get in touch with you, that wanted to get your permission to turn your poems into music, which is what you wanted as well, but unable for the two of you to get together. The result, and you can read the poetry, and it is lyrical, and it really is life-changing. Obeying Reason, a book of poems, Alma Bello Solis, S-O-L-I-S, is our guest on the program. What do you hope that readers take away from reading? What do you want them to know after reading Obeying Reason?
Okay. My poetry puts one, well, it has put me into tranquility. It gives life to confusion. It provides us to measure what we are in our response to life. And what we are really, it it communicates to the inner self. What is life all about? And try to learn and discover the meaning of life. One has to dwell into the inner self in order to understand the meaning of life. That is what I'm trying to express in Obeying Reason, a book of poems.
And you do it
as
so well.
Part of my creative incubation, Rick.
Yes, and the result of that is shared with everyone in the book Obeying Reason, a book of poems, a book of inspiration and spiritual poetry, the book available, stratton-press.com, Amazon, the usual places. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about the process. How do you compose your poems?
When my head is filled, fully occupied with sublime thoughts, that would compel my hand, my head compels my hand to put the words into pen and paper, and a poem is created. There were many times in the past years that when that happened, it was not only one poem, it's one poem upon another. So in a couple of hours, I could write 5 poems.
It's amazing the process and how that happens.
It enters you. It enters your soul, your psyche, your being, and you are just compelled to write the words into paper. And then I would put it under my pillow that night. And then when the following morning I would read it, I said, did I write this? I said, I did not write this.
That's amazing. And it's almost like these poems.
So I myself delighted myself with what I did the night before.
And now other people, and these are sort of like poems that had to be written, aren't they? These are poems that are saying to you, please write these. It's amazing the process and how these poems come to life. I want to talk about the style of poetry. Is there a style of poetry that you adhere to?
Oh, yes. I would always like lyrical poetry. That must be the reason why the male composer was looking for me.
Exactly, yes.
Because my poetry is lyrical. It can really turn into music. And my poems can be declaimed in class.
And they have been. Alma Bella Solis is our guest on the program, talking about her book, Obeying Reason, a book of poems. What is more delightful reading, do you think, prose or poetry?
Both prose and poetry delight us. However, poetry can best describe in a few words what prose can describe in a lot of sentences. However, prose can readily make a vivid description of what the author could express, wanted to express, and poetry would make the reader think, because some poetry to other people would be abstruse, difficult to understand.
That's so fascinating, because 3-4 people could read a poem and come away with different interpretation, which is sort of the beauty of what...
Because we are all different.
Well, yes, yes. And then we take your guidance.
People would say one and the same thing differently, because we are all different in our ways of thinking.
Yeah, the beauty of poetry...
in experience and upbringing and culture and race and some things, but we are all interconnected.
With us on the program, Alma Bella Solis, if you're just joining us, her book is Obeying Reason, a book of poems. Who is your model in poetry?
Well, lots of them. Most of them are from the 16th to 19th century, like Shakespeare, Kipling, Keats, Shelley, Tennyson, Poe, Pope, Milton. Those are my favorite poets.
So it's interesting you mentioned those names, and there are people now that read poetry.
It's dwelling into the soul. Oh,
yes.
I like poetry that teach us.
Well, and that's what you do so well in your poetry. I mentioned, of course, poetry we're talking about in the Book of Being Reason, a book of poems, but mention your background in the arts, fine arts, performance arts. You're still teaching. Which one of those do you think is the closest to animating the human spirit?
All of them do animate the spirit, as we are all different. Then it animates in a different way amongst people. But as for me, for myself, what animates a human spirit would be poetry and fine arts. Poetry in terms of reading, and that affects the soul, and fine arts in terms of sight, because you see it visually.
Yes. What composes a good poem? What are the elements of a good poem?
Good poems are those that provide tranquility. Good poems are those that give light from confusion, from darkness. Good poetry are those that appear to measure what kind of people we are, what kind of a person I am. Good poems are those that have inherent wisdom in itself. Good poems are those that are constructively encouraging. Good poems are those that describe our responses in life and make us reflect of how we are doing in life.
And all those elements you'll find in Alma's poems in the book, Obeying Reason, a book of poems, available stratton-press.com, available the usual places. A link on our website will take you there and give you that information. I want to sort of flip that last question. We talked about what composes the elements of a good poem. Let's go back. What does a good poet possess? What makes a good poet?
A good poet is one who is connected with oneself. A good poet is one who can express in a few words, in some form of expression to the readers, to other people, what describes in reality what life is, our human existence. What drives people to good and bad, to good and evil. It's how we respond to life.
How long did it take you to get to that point where you felt you understood yourself, you understood your place in life?
In my 30s. I was really compelled. Well, because I was subjected into a very difficult experience in life. And the only escape I could do is to be isolated, to be a recluse. Like I was in a pandemic.
Yes.
And that made me really alone with myself. And I was already alone. But it is deeper, the inner core of myself. I got connected with that compelled me, that I discovered I was a poet, and then my head was just filled with sublime thoughts. Then I created poetry one upon another.
And we can learn from what you went through. We don't need to go through 9 years of isolation. We can take your lead and start asking us questions and help sort of understand who we are, why we are here. By the way, Alma was awarded the International Poet of Merit by the International Society of Poets for two consecutive years, and a Golden Poet Award by the World of Poetry for three consecutive years. Such a distinguished background. It's a pleasure to have her on the program. Several more minutes left in the program. We're in this digital age we're living in now. What, is poetry appreciated in the time we're living in the digital age of now?
Yes, it is still being appreciated, not by the many, but a few. What is being appreciated right now in this digital world are the haikus, the limericks, because they are short. You don't...
Oh, yes, yes.
People are in a fast-paced world that they don't have enough time to do read long poetry like Shakespeare, like Blake. They are long poems. So they like to read haikus. It's part, there are many people I know that they have to read a haiku or a limerick to animate the day. Yes.
Couple minutes left in the program. You've been described as a person of deep faith and broad experience of life. Talk about the importance of that deep faith in being able to write the compelling poetry that you do. That's a very important part of who you are as a person and as a poet, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so grateful that I was created that way. Yes, I have never wavered in my faith in life, in all the triumphs and disasters I had encountered in life. It's full acceptance. If I had failed in my venture, I accept it. And if I have triumphed, it humbled me.
The other part of that is experience, a broad experience of life. Talk about that. A minute or so left here, but I'm fascinated by that. All of that shaped who you are, isn't it? All of the travel, all the different countries, all the different states, all the different people you met, the corporate world, your experiences from there, all of that shaped who you are, didn't it?
Yes, yes. I would classify three lifestyles, Rick. Religious life, married life, and single life. The only lifestyle I haven't experienced is married life. So that would be, I would say, perhaps compose the broad experience of my life. Well, I have met a lot of people, various personalities in a few countries I had lived and a number of states in the United States, and plus the workplace, I have met different people of various cultures and religious persuasion that broadened my mind, my understanding,
yes,
my comprehension about humanity.
What are you working on now?
Pardon?
What are you working on now? What's next for you? What do you have another book? I mentioned that Alone and All is available.
I'm working as an art teacher, and I just came out with a novel a few months ago. So that has been my goal, to publish my novel, my first novel. And I am currently writing the sequel of the novel.
Fantastic. And hopefully at some point we'll have an opportunity to talk about that. The novel is Alone and All. That was published.
I believe you know that, huh?
Yes, that's available. You can find that. And the book we're talking about today, Obeying Reason, a book of poems by the award-winning poet Alma Bella Solis, S-O-L-I-S. Book available at stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, you'll be able to link on, get all the information on Alma. It has been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by way too quickly. Hopefully we can continue this conversation. Thank you for spending some time with us and sharing your thoughts on your excellent book of poetry, Obeying Reason. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Rick. Thank you for this opportunity.
You are welcome. It's been a pleasure. Alma Bella Solis, S-O-L-I-S, our guest, the book Obeying Reason, a book of poems. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.